Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
So as we've been addressing the issues with the King James Bible, we have to address the issue of King James onlyism. This is the idea that the only Bible that we should use today and the only Bible that God intended us to use is the King James version of the Bible. The idea here is that any newer translation is of the devil. That is how it's usually worded. Most often they want to attack the NIV, New International Version, because it is a freer translation than the literal translation of something like the King James. But they are against any of the newer translations and came out very much against them. Are translations newer than the King James or other than the King James wrong? Well, if you were to look at the preface of the first edition of the 1611 King James Version, you will see that the translators argued that there was a reason to give a newer, updated translation of the Bible as opposed to the ones that already existed, like the Great Bible and the Geneva Bible and Tyndale's Bible, was because of the fact that the language had changed. Remember, the English language was not even standardized before the King James Bible. That's really what makes it such a significant work. It standardized the English language. But those translators expected that the language would continue to change and that the translation would also need to continue to change.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.